This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. About 300,000 Americans are implanted with electronic pacemakers every year. That's a lot of folks. But not all patients who need a pacemaker can use one. A pacemaker can get infected, has to be removed, or an infant with a congenital heart block obviously can't wear a pacemaker. Your heart has a natural pacemaker in it, and if it isn't working properly, what if you could genetically engineer a pacemaker into your heart? New research published this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine suggests gene therapy might one day help jumpstart the heart in some of these patients and keep it beating at a normal rate. Working with pigs, researchers were able to reprogram a small section of the pig's heart cells into a biological pacemaker. Joining us now is the doctor who led the research team. Eduardo Marban is director of the Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles, California. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Marban.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Let's talk about your pacemaker. You're with a normal pacemaker, you're implanting an electronic device in a chest. What's it take to make a biological pacemaker?
Biological pacemaker involves no ongoing hardware or wires or metal cans or batteries inside the body. Instead, we use an injection to put a gene into the heart very focally, into a very well-defined region that then takes over as the pacemaker using basically a biologic trick, which makes the cells reprogram from one kind of heart cell to another kind of heart cell.
So it sort of replaces the broken pacemaker in the heart.
Exactly. The pacemaker naturally in the heart consists only of a few thousand cells in a very tiny area of the heart. That's the metronome. The rest of it just follows. And like a symphony orchestra without the conductor, if the pacemaker ceases to function or is isolated from the rest of the heart for whatever reason, there's no melody. And so we're creating basically a new, to use that metaphor, we're putting a conductor elsewhere in the on stage and having that person take over the beat.
Mm-hmm. How do you bring the music in there? How do you get the genetic information into the heart?
We borrowed a trick from embryonic development. If you read the literature on how the heart forms in the developing mouse embryo, it turns out that this very tiny region that eventually becomes the natural pacemaker of the heart for a few hours expresses a gene that's formative in developing that pacemaker. And then that gene called TVX18 need no longer be there, but it leaves behind long-lasting consequences. So we asked the simple question, can we reawaken the pacemaker genetic program in a fully formed adult heart muscle cell, of which there are billions in the human heart, and convert a few thousand of those into a pacemaker that would behave very naturally? And indeed, we tried that first in cells and in small animals and more recently in the work described here in pigs, and it worked very nicely.
Yeah, pigs are a pretty good model, aren't they? Their hearts are very similar.
Yeah, the hearts are very similar, and what was important to us about the pigs is that it taught us exactly how we might do this in a human being. There's nothing about the way we did it that is impossible to do in the clinic using, fairly routine approaches, minimally invasive approaches, I might add. No open heart surgeries required or anything like that.
You basically just inject it with a needle?
We put a tiny catheter, which is a thin tube, into one of the veins in the leg and thread it up to the heart, and under X-ray fluoroscopy and kind of magnetic field guidance, we localize a very tiny area of the heart, which is our target, and then we thread a needle through the tiny tube and inject the gene right into the heart muscle the same way we would if we were using a tuberculin syringe to do a TB test in the skin, except we're doing it very remotely through this catheter.
Yeah, that catheter is pretty standard type stuff, isn't it?
Well, catheters in general are standard. This particular one was developed specifically to inject biological agents into the heart muscle, And it's been used in hundreds of patients in experimental trials, but it's not yet approved for everyday use. There's no product yet that's been approved for putting into patients that way. So we're pretty confident that it'll work in humans. It's been used in hundreds of humans, but it hasn't yet. You know, it's not the kind of thing you can go to your local hospital and use yet.
Right. So when do you get the go-ahead to try it on humans?
We've had discussions with the regulatory agency that's responsible for regulating biologics, the Food and Drug Administration, CBER branch, and they gave us a roadmap which includes the need to do some longer-term experiments and look at safety, look at persistence. But I think if we do all that and everything goes as expected and as we hope, we could be in human trials as early as 2 to 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And your efforts are basically not to take the place immediately of a mechanical pacemaker, but to sort of have a patch over someone's heart for a period of a few weeks. But you ultimately think that this could be a permanent replacement to repair the heart.
Well, that's our ultimate goal. We decided to climb a small hill rather than a big mountain in the first instance. Pacemakers work really well. Nobody wants a pacemaker if they could have a biologic alternative that's curative. But having said that, they work very well. They get complications in 2 or 3% of cases, and some of those complications can be life-threatening. But we can't immediately indict them as outdated technology until we show at least in a few very, very highly selected patients who desperately need a routine pacemaker but can't get one that it works and that it's safe. If we pass that hurdle, though, I think we can set our sights on the much larger target of replacing a lot of the routine pacemakers that are put in today.
How quickly do the new heart cells start working once you inject the genes in there?
It's extraordinarily rapid. So within 24 hours, we see significant pacemaker activity, and by 48 hours, it's robust and takes over the heart. So it's incredibly fast, this conversion of one type of heart cell to another. And the effect is durable, at least for the 2 weeks that we investigated, and maybe for even longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us, Dr. Marbán. Good luck to you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your interest.
Eduardo Marbán is the director of the Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles, California.